you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, listen, I guess there's a new call-in number here for Orion Talk Radio, and it is 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. For anybody out there who's listening who wants to chime in sometime during this show, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There's always a podcast of my show up on my website, and links to all of my guests' websites if they have them. Lots of great information on my website, so please go there and check it out. I have another great guest lined up today, and he's actually been on my show before, and I ran into this gentleman, three months ago or so, I guess it was, probably, at a gun store I was in Philly, I was there at Delia's Gun Shop trying to support the owners of the gun store, who were, of course, under assault by this group that calls themselves Heeding God's Call, and, of course, they wanted this law-abiding gun store owner to comply or do other things they were requiring. This Heeding God's Call group wanted them to do, which had absolutely nothing to do with the laws that they were already following, which is just nonsense. Listen, these people who claim that they're Heeding God's Call or any of these schmucks out there who need to really mind their own business, what they're really all about is telling you how to live your life and what you can do and when you can eat salt and whether or not you can have a donut and where you're going to live and what color you can paint your house and blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, you know what we need to start in this country? We need to start a party called the Mind Your Own Business Party. That's what we need to have going on in this country. People need to get the hell out of other people's lives, mind their own business, and attend to the stuff in their own backyard and not be peering over somebody's fence to see what's going on in their yard. They need to mind their own business. That's what I'm all about. I am so sick of this crap going on in this country. I could spit nails. And these schmucks who harass this law-abiding gun owner, this gun store owner, calling themselves Heeding God's Call, please go pound salt. If you were truly Heeding God's Call, you know where you'd be going. You'd be going in the ghetto and asking those people who are carrying illegal weapons, why don't they turn them in? Okay, so please get off your moral high horse that you're on and let's start stepping into reality here, please. I just can't take it anymore. And today I've had about enough of these nosy SOBs. Mind your own business. That's the party we need to have in this country. And my guest this morning, his name is Dan Roberts, and he has a website that's called ThatEveryManBeArmed.com. And I think that's a hell of a good idea, Dan, to be honest with you. I think every person in this country, every citizen, should have a weapon to defend themselves. ThatEveryManBeArmed.com. And it's a website with, articles Dan has linked to, and, you know, some have his commentary after it and that stuff. So, you really need to just take a peek there, ThatEveryManBeArmed.com. And Dan is a fan, as I am, of the Second Amendment. And so he had emailed me a couple weeks ago saying, hey, why don't I come back on and talk about, you know, just a different thing, stuff going on. And so that's what Dan and I are going to do today, just talk about, you know, the Second Amendment and different things going on. And let's how you doing today, Dan? Thanks for joining me again. I appreciate it.
Well, Maggie, thank you for having me back. It's been a few months. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. Hey, listen, just a quick update for everybody listening, Dan. What's going on with Delia's Gun Store? I know I talked to Fred 3 weeks ago or so. I really wanted to get down there one of the days when the schmucks were coming from every Heeding God's Call group, but I couldn't. I forgot I had to go give a speech somewhere, so I couldn't go that day. What's going on there? Anything changed, or it's the same stuff, different day?
No, they kind of tapered off after that big counter-protest that you were at that you talked about a few minutes ago. Okay. When we had really positive coverage from the Dom Giordano program, and we had a really good turnout from supporters of the firearm shop owner and Second Amendment activists that really stood up to them. And they kind of went away for a while and moved on to another Target, another shop.
Okay.
And then recently, within the last 3 weeks or so, I did see a post on the Pennsylvania Firearms Owners Association forum that they were going to go back to Delia's again. But it hasn't gotten the kind of attention that they had over the wintertime. So I'm not really sure if their interest is tapering off, which I would be kind of surprised if it is, since they're zealots. They're yes. not going to quit, unless they're stood up to. But there hasn't been as much talk or coverage about it as there was in January, February, March, and April.
Okay. Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe they just don't like to be out in the hot summer sun. You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe they just like to stay in the air-conditioned rooms and proselytize from there, these absolute Nazi pricks, I'd like to say. That's exactly what they are. I'm telling you, I'm a little wound up this morning, Dan. I'm a little sick of people who don't mind their own business. And so let's talk about, you wanted to, get me up to date on what was going on with, our government and this gun runner, that Project Gun Runner. And, if we could, I wish we were making this stuff up, Dan, and it wasn't really happening, that our government really wasn't arming the drug cartel. But unfortunately, the fact is our government arms the drug cartel, which shoots, their own people and ours. So isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah, well, it's the last time that you and I spoke about it on the program was back on May 15th, and we used about the last half of the program to kind of give things the broad strokes of what had been discovered and what was going on. And since then, Bellalisa has had several congressional hearings. They've been televised. And more explosive details have come out publicly that are just too hard to believe. They actually sound like they're coming out of a plot of a movie. And sadly, as you said, they are all too true, and they're disgusting. It's recently been revealed that the DEA allowed the Sinasola cartel to fly in several tons of cocaine to Chicago unimpeded in exchange for information about other cartels.
Yeah, it's just, it reminds me of, Dan, and I know you're a lot younger than I am, but you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that, Oliver North. What the hell was that called?
I definitely remember Iran-Contra. Absolutely, yeah. Iran-Contra was a big, was a huge scandal in the Reagan administration.
Yes,
exactly. And you touched on that, but even to a greater degree, if we go back to the Nixon presidency, Nixon was forced from office, was forced to resign for what amounted to a third-rate burglary, essentially misdemeanor burglary, and he was forced out of office. The Obama administration is now convincing evidence that Obama himself, Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, Hillary Clinton, the top tier of this government, were aware of actions being perpetrated by the government with its approval and that amount to violating international arms smuggling treaties, that amount to aiding and abetting murder of foreign nationals, of American citizens and federal agents, of participating in the exact types of arms smuggling that they go on the news and purport to be against.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's outrageous. And for the American people to allow their government to do that and not start standing up and rising up, Dan, portends bad, bad things for this nation, because those are the types of things, governments that are not governed by the rule of law, those are the types of things those types of governments engage in. Let me give the call-in number out here again, Dan, and then we're going to be going to break in about a minute. 888-320-6151. 888-320-6151 is the number for anybody who wants to comment and join this conversation talking about our government and the laws that it breaks, its own laws that it breaks under the guise of what, Dan? What do they think they're accomplishing? I don't understand.
Oh, in regards to this scandal, it is clearly, there can be no argument that it was purely ideologically driven to create enough evidence to garner public support for further crackdowns on the Second Amendment rights of the citizens.
Yep. See, that's exactly their goal. Their goal is to make it so that they can have more excuses to disarm the American populace and to be able to have a free, unencumbered highway to hell so that they could do what? Same thing that was done in the...
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and bust to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my guest Dan and I blew through the cue music for the last break because I'm having such a hard time hearing cue music. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I've just got to get some new music that's got a louder beat to it so that I can hear it to warn us that we're going to be going to commercial so that we can end our conversation. And anyway... I was ranting and raving about what our government is doing, and the real goal is to be able to disarm the American people so they have unencumbered abilities to just take us out. Does it sound outrageous? Of course it does. But if history repeats itself, doesn't it, Dan? And despots will do anything to be able to keep power once they attain power. And one of the ways they have done that historically has to disarm their people before they decided to move up and murder all of the dissenters. So nothing surprises me anymore. In fact, I was in a conversation with a lady the other day, and I said, listen, if somebody told me that human beings now had three heads, even though I hadn't seen one, I'd believe it, because nothing that is happening anymore surprises me. I believe everything. You have to prove that it's wrong to me, not prove that it's right anymore, because there's too much wild stuff taking place here. This is we have a government out of control. So, Dan, So we know that we've got our government is helping cocaine be flown in by drug cartels into Chicago. And we know that we have police officers. I know you've got on your website talking about the Camden, New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police worried about this creating a regional police office or a police department as opposed to local. And I can tell you what that's all about is it's all part of creating a regional government as opposed to local control over what's going on in your government. So it's not a good thing at all. It truly isn't, as much as people think that it's going to save them money and that stuff tax-wise. What it really does is it eliminates their ability to say, no, we don't want that in our town. We want our town to be this way, not that way. And so this push for regionalism to regionalize different services and that stuff sounds great on paper, but in reality, what you're doing is you're cutting out your vote, and it's not a good thing at all. It really is a Soviet structure like they had in the USSR, where they had these unelected little fiefdoms of people who made all the rules for everybody, and nobody had any recourse. And so that's really not a good thing. But while we're talking about police, Dan, let's talk about some of the that kid in Philly that we had talked about before, who, of course, had his open carry. And where's that case at now? Do you have any idea about that, Dan? I believe that you do.
Yeah, Mark's case, my understanding of the last time I saw anything about it was that the prosecution had requested a postponement.
Oh, okay.
Which is not exactly... Yeah, well, it's not a surprising tactic. But generally speaking, when the government knows they're in the wrong, the general tactic is to try to stall for as long as they can, trying to wear out the financial resources of you know, the citizen, so that the citizen goes away. Because let's face it, you know, a lawyer, you know, $200-$300 an hour, isn't cheap. And unfortunately, our justice system has become bastardized to the point that justice really comes down to whether or not you have the money or not to fight for what is right.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's talk about the so-called flash mobs happening here in Philly, Dan, because I know a lot of the listeners, even if they're not in the Philadelphia area, what's happening is of grave concern to people all over the country, because it isn't just happening in the ghettos of Philly where black people are assaulting other black people. This is a concerted effort by some black people to directly assault white people. And it's, of course, not being stated that way. In fact, I read something which is laughable, that a lot of these liberals claim that, oh, if we had not, if we didn't fund, school lunches more and, you know, some social services programs more, or didn't give them more condoms or something, if we didn't cut out funding to some of those things or decrease funding, they wouldn't be doing this crap.
Well, I'm glad you did bring up the flash mob incidents, because there was just another huge one reported at a state fair. And I have to confess, I'm not certain if it's a state fair that was located in Pennsylvania.
It wasn't Pennsylvania. I believe that was Wisconsin. I think it was Wisconsin.
West. Yeah, you're right. It is Wisconsin. I'm looking at the article now. It's Milwaukee Police.
Yeah.
And you're right. Unfortunately, it was one of the witnesses flat out states it looked like they were just going after white people.
Yep.
Now that's not politically correct to say, but it's the truth.
Well, I don't care about political correctness. This is not what my radio show is about. My radio show is about the truth. It's not about pretending the truth isn't the truth. My show is about the truth. And so here what you have in Philadelphia, what the mayor of Philadelphia says, that the way they're going to solve their problem is they'll have a talk about it. I think today he was going to say something at his church. And then they thought maybe they'd add more cameras so they can spy on you and I and all the law-abiding citizens. And somehow cameras would make these punks not do that. And you know, I was watching Curtis Sliwa. You know who he is, Dan? He was the one who started the Guardian Angels in New York City back in, I don't know, late 70s, I guess it was. He came into action and they would wear the red berets and ride around on the subways to try to make people feel safer because of course all these thugs who were assaulting people in New York City at the time. Well, yep. I saw him on a show a few weeks ago, and he said what needs to happen is these punks need to eat a few concrete sandwiches. They need their rear ends kicked to Timbuktu. They need to have their heads knocked together, and they need some of the police to start whacking them with their nightsticks. And maybe they'd realize that there are going to be some repercussions to the decisions they make. And maybe if they realize that, they might think twice about assaulting other people. And I agree.
Not only, yeah, absolutely. Well, not only that, and I wrote an article specifically about the Philadelphia flash mobs last Tuesday, and it's up on my blog, theeverymanbearmed.com. And the title is Flash Mobs Meet Muzzle Flash.
Yep.
And that's eventually what is going to happen. What you're talking about with these kids, and I hate to even use that term because it kind of has an innocent quality connotation to it when they're anything but. What you're dealing with in these situations is essentially a pack of rabid animals on the prowl for a target.
Yeah.
And if, in my opinion, if the police commissioner and Mayor Nutter and other city leaders really wanted to send a warning, they would issue a public statement reminding people that Pennsylvania is a shell issue carry state, and sooner or later, one of these mobs of rabid animals are going to attack the wrong victim, and that victim's going to be armed, and a couple of them are going to get shot.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then, of course, go ahead.
Yeah, and the bad part about that, of course, is then the administration officials and the media will parade the parents in front of the cameras, and it'll all be about how this poor kid was just turning his life around and got caught up in a bad moment, and the innocent citizen who was attacked in public did nothing illegal or wrong or anything other than protect himself will be the one that'll be demonized.
Yep. Well, you know, I think that the fat lady's going to be singing on that whole deal eventually too, Dan. I'm hopeful. I'm hoping that we haven't put too much estrogen and female hormones in the water to emasculate the males in this country, that eventually they're going to rise up and say they've had enough of this crap.
Well, there's a popular perception, and it's very troubling when it comes to issues of self-defense, especially with lethal force. And it's not just relevant to flash mobs. It's across the spectrum.
Hang on one second, Dan, because I'm not sure. Yeah, we've got great music going on. Listen, everybody, we're going to break. We will be right back in a couple of minutes. Do not go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. NATO reports four service members have been killed in two separate attacks by insurgents in Afghanistan. The coalition did not report on the service members' nationalities. The attack comes a day after the Taliban shot down a U.S. Army Chinook helicopter, killing 30 Americans. The world's leading economies are urgently discussing the stability of financial markets after a historic U.S. credit downgrade. Financial ministers from the Group of Seven economies plan talks before Asian markets open on Monday. On Friday, Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. Libyan rebels continue their offensive against Muammar Gaddafi's forces. The rebels have launched a new strike out of their stronghold in the western mountains. Rebels have been unable to budge the battle lines despite 5 months of NATO airstrikes against Gaddafi's military. The rebels have opened the new front in hopes of breaking the stalemate in the center of the country. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-609-7211. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now. 1-800-609-7211. That's 1-800-609-7211. 1-800-609-7211.
Join your host, Jim Freeland, for Against the Wall, Sundays, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link up to my guest, Dan Roberts' website, which is thateverymanbearmed.com, thateverymanbearmed.com. And when we went to break, we were talking about the so-called flash mobs here in Philly, which, of course, you know, I'll tell you, one of the cues that they're talking about, the perpetrator of the crime is black, is the fact that they never mentioned their race. And, of course, I'm not a fan of this whole hate crime legislation, because I think it's absolutely crap, that a crime is a crime is a crime, and that if you were following the tenets of equal justice, justice would be applied equally across the board, regardless of race or ethnicity or sexual orientation. But of course, that's not the case. In George Animal's Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. So we know now, when they don't mention race, it's because the perpetrator happens to be black. And it's not politically correct to point out the fact that the perpetrators who are black are specifically targeting white victims because of racism, of hate. And they're committing hate crimes, aren't they, Dan?
I would absolutely agree with that assessment. And it's ironic that you mentioned about that, you know, justice is supposed to be blind. I mean, every representation that you see everywhere, the lady justice with the scales has a blindfold on.
Yep.
And we've gone so far away from that.
Exactly.
And you know, unfortunately, like I said, you know, somebody's, one of these kids is going to get shot and wounded, if not killed. And the blame is going to be put everywhere but on that kid and the parents, or the lack of parents, that didn't bother to instill any values or respect or common decency in that person. You know, there's a common misperception because of being inundated by Hollywood and the media and 30 plus years of law enforcement telling people to submit to criminals and give them what they want instead of active resistance, that, you know, somebody's going to say, oh, well, you know, the person could have run away. They could have, you know, whatever. And that's just simply not the case. And fortunately, I was actually kind of shocked to see this. Commissioner Ramsey last week, in comments to the media when these stories first happened, asked the question of that, you know, one of these victims could have fallen down and hit their head and been killed. And that's absolutely true. People have this misconception that just because someone is unarmed, or because they're a, quote, child, and the victim is an adult or bigger, that the perpetrator is not a legitimate threat. And nothing can be further from the truth. All it takes is falling the wrong way, smacking your head on a car door, a parking meter, a curb, a step, anything at all, and you could be killed.
Well, look at that fellow who was murdered here, who was attacked, and then he ended up having an asthma attack. Remember that, Dan, a couple years ago, he ended up having an asthma attack, and he died.
Yes.
He died as a direct result of being assaulted.
Yes. Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I don't feel any you know, I guess pity for these animals that are doing this, kind of acts.
I take exception to you calling them animals, because animals don't do what they're doing. So let's not insult animals by using them. Okay? Okay, these people are thugs, and the best thing that could happen to them is they spend some time in one of those boot camp reform schools where they're out at 4 o'clock in the morning scrubbing the cracks in the around the toilet or on the floor with a toothbrush, and they're going to run about 20 miles a day, and they're going to do all kinds of push-ups and calisthenics and all this other kind of crap, and somebody's going to read the Bible to them, and somebody else is going to do this and that and the other thing. This is what needs to occur in this country for these thugs, and they're not these innocent-sounding, as you said, oh, they're just children. Yeah, children don't do those things, do they?
Well, I mean, actually, in Southern Africa and a lot of the civil wars that have gone on there, the various factions recruit children as foot soldiers.
I know.
Because the kids don't have the capacity to really, you know, I guess, form that thought that, you know, what they're doing is wrong, that there's consequences for their actions.
Well, you know, if you look at why do we have this whole breakdown in society that we're experiencing today and we've been experiencing for the last, say, 45 years or 50 years or so? Well, my theory is this, Dan, maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't agree. But back when Johnson was president and he created his great society, as he called it, where they came up with social services, the whole welfare program came into being. And one of the requirements for the welfare program was that you couldn't have a man under the same roof with you. And prior to that time, children were born to a mother and a father who were married. And that was the same in the black community, the Hispanic community, the white community. People were born to people, a mother and a father who were married. They weren't born out of wedlock. But with the advent of Johnson's Great Society, and the requirement for a welfare check, you couldn't have a man under the roof with you. Hence began the assault on the family unit. And so now today we have 70% of the kids in the black community who were born out of wedlock, 50% of Hispanic, and 40% of Caucasian. And the greatest indicator that a child will live in poverty is the fact that they aren't born to a two-parent family, a mother and a father who were married. It's just a statistical fact, whether people like it or not. It's just them's the facts.
Oh, the social decay that we have seen in this country over the last 30 plus years is directly attributable to 70 plus years of progressive indoctrination.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, Dan. So here we're living with the results of that crap today.
Yes, absolutely. There's you know, the progressive mantra is it's always up to the state to provide. There really are no consequences for your actions. It's never your fault. You know, you're a teenage girl. You got pregnant because you didn't either weren't smart enough to use birth control, or just you didn't care about the consequences for the 5 minutes of pleasure. Well, that's not your fault. Go get an abortion, and the state will pay for it.
But you know what? That whole ideology, the whole women's live movement, and this whole change that took place in the 60s and that stuff was truly a directed effort by a handful of people who wanted to break down the bonds that unite people together, break down the bonds of the unity of a family, break down the bonds of community, take God out of the picture so that people don't have to have any kind of a moral compass predicated on something greater than themselves that would guide them and keep them in line, and maybe they would think twice before they committed certain things or did certain things. There were no repercussions. It didn't make any difference what you did. There was no repercussion associated with the choices that you made. And so that's, here we are now, you know, 40 years later, we're seeing the result of it, and it's absolute chaos. Chaos.
Yes, absolutely. You are absolutely right. Progressivism at its root is an evil ideology, and you're absolutely correct. They deliberately set out on a course to essentially divide and conquer.
Yeah, they're doing that. They really are. It's a sad thing to see transpire, but here we are today. The economy is collapsing. We're in debt, what, $14 trillion in debt, and you've got $125 trillion, is it, or some outrageous sum like that? I don't know the exact figure, but unfunded mandates and what it will cost for social services and all these unfunded pension programs and everything like that. The whole game is collapsing.
It was just reported, it was either Thursday or Friday, that for the first time, the U.S. debt is 100% of GDP.
Yep.
And we see what's happening being reported on the news in Greece with the riots. And Greece's debt was 120% of GDP. So we're not that far away from that type of anarchy.
Frankly,
it's inevitable at this point.
Yeah, it really is. Because look, I got news for you. You're young, a person's young, and the future looks a little dim here, doesn't it? 85% of the last kids who graduated could not get a job, the college graduates. So what kind of a future do they have to look forward to? $100,000 in debt? Where are they going to work at? McDonald's? Nope, sorry, McDonald's isn't available to you because the illegal aliens have taken those jobs. So,
Right. Right. Yeah, we are definitely in dire straits, and it is only going to get worse. I've had people that have relayed to me that for the first time, the Pentagon has actively warning for complete loss of control of major metropolitan areas like Philadelphia, to the point that the strategy is to surround it and nobody gets in or out. And if you're stuck in the city limits, you basically are on your own.
Hang on, Jim. I can't hear the music, but we're going to break. So hang on.
Okay.
But all my dreams are slipping away. Paid my dues to Uncle Sam.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, a technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and I'm actually hearing this music because it's louder. It's, what is it? It's Bob Seger's Shakedown. So there you go. I'm joined this morning with Dan Roberts, and he has a website that he writes some comments on periodically, entitled at everymanbearmed.com. And so go there, if you will, my guest Dan Roberts, everymanbearmed.com. And I think I called you Jim before when we went to break, Dan, but that's because the fellow who runs the network was actually online doing something. We were typing back and forth, and I was talking to him and talking to you, and you know what happened, doesn't it?
It's okay. I've been called lots worse, so don't worry about it.
You would, when we went to break, Dan, you had mentioned something about the military and losing control. What? Go back to that. What are you talking about? What have you heard?
Well, I've been told by credible sources that are both active and retired military that the Pentagon over the last couple of years has kind of foreseen the coming economic collapse and has actively war gamed for what they plan to do when that happens. And the strategy essentially is to cordon off major metropolitan cities such as Philadelphia or Chicago or whatever location you'd like to throw in there, and nobody gets in or out. And basically those that are stuck inside when everything comes falling down are left to fend for themselves.
Well, you know,
and also for the first time in history that I'm aware of, there is currently a U.S. Army battalion on 24-hour standby alert outside of Virginia for the suppression of civil unrest. I think the conclusion is easy to connect the dots, that the government knows that we are on an unsustainable path. Excuse me. And that they're aware of what's going to happen, what's coming. And they're preparing for it on their end.
You know, I'll tell you, that reminds me of a couple of things. In fact, John just reminded me. He came in the room and reminded me, and he was saying that I believe it was, I'm not going to tell you who, but somebody I know who was in active duty military was telling me a couple of years ago that they were being trained for urban training, that they were putting the active duty police or the active duty military through urban training. And I totally forgot about that, and this person is a very credible source. Interesting. You know what I think about when you were talking about people going to be locked if you had martial law, the people stuck in the cities? In fact, I was at a meeting the other day, and the woman said, well, you know, the people would be stuck in the cities. They wouldn't be getting out. And, well, maybe they're going to block off for, you know, you and I are in Philly, so they're going to block off Broad Street or the Ben Franklin Bridge or the 95 or whatever. But people are, there's 360 degrees in a circle, so people are going to go in every direction they possibly can to escape. And there's not enough police. Look at, we knew what happened after Hurricane Katrina. Half the police bailed out of the city. They didn't hang around to make sure that law and order was maintained. They booked. And so I believe that the same thing would happen in this instance too, that you would have the police saying, hey, it's each man for himself. I'm going home to take care of my family. That's in harm's way type of thing. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
No, Maggie, I think you're exactly right. I use the Katrina reference to try to wake people up all the time because that's exactly what happened. And, you know, an economic collapse would be Katrina exponentially. And what we saw with Katrina and what we should have learned from Katrina is that the government is not going to come riding to the rescue, and that we are all each individually responsible for ourselves and our families and their safety, and that the line between civility and anarchy is razor thin.
It really is. That's an excellent way to put it. It really is. It really is razor thin. In fact, it just it hangs by a spider web strand of a spider's web. That's really what it hangs from. It is so fragile and can be easily torn with just the least little bit of prompting. So I think you're
going right, to.
Go ahead, Dan.
And look at what happened in New Orleans right after Katrina, when the government finally did get there. One of the first things they tried to do was go into the neighborhoods and find the survivors that stayed behind and disarm them.
Right. Yeah.
And then left them defenseless against the roving mobs of thugs.
Yep.
And when you couple, we saw it happen in Katrina. We know that this coming economic collapse is inevitable at some point, whether that's next week, next year, or 5 years from now. It is inevitable at this point. And then you look at this Operation Fast and Furious and the fact that the highest levels of this administration have been caught lying and deliberately trying to fabricate a case to further civilian disarmament. People should be scared to death.
Yeah. Yeah, they really should, and they should be preparing because we've got a shice storm heading our way, and it is inevitable, I believe. Listen, I say to people all the time, Dan, hungry people do desperate things, and what are the stores? Run out of food in about 3 days' time. That's all it takes for the shelves to be empty, and then what?
And then, exactly. Yeah, you see that. I mean, we're in the Philadelphia region. You see a snowstorm is predicted, and they always have the camera crew at the local grocery store, and it's 6 inches of snow, which is hardly much at all, really, and it goes away in a day or two, and yet the store shelves are completely bare, and there's lines out to the parking lot.
So
what's going to happen when there's no food resupply, when you can't go down to the local corner store to get medicine for your child or first aid supplies or milk or clean water or food?
I know. It's very frightening. We're looking at some frightening times heading our way in this nation, Dan, and I'm frightened for this country. I really am. I'm frightened. I really am. I am fearful for what is heading our way. It's not going to be a pretty thing at all. It's not going to be fun. That's for sure.
No, it's not going to be pretty at all. But unfortunately, my personal opinion is that things have gotten to the point that, as much as I hate to say it, and I have a almost 7-year-old daughter and an almost 2-year-old son. And I will lay awake at night worrying about how am I going to protect them and care for them if this ever comes to pass. But unfortunately, I think things are so far gone and so far beyond retrieval at this point that this kind of thing is really the only thing that can kind of push the reset button.
Yeah.
And get us back to what the founders intended.
Yeah, I think you may be right there. I think that all these things have to come to pass before there'll be any kind of a reordering of things and putting things back in the perspective they were put in and with the foundational documents of freedom and liberty and right and wrong. Not this gray area crap that our nation lives in now where there are no absolutes when you and I both know there are indeed absolutes in life.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to use the last couple of minutes we have on the segment to really give credit where it's due, as I always try to. Anybody that's interested, and I really hope they will follow and go to Mike Vanderbo's website, which is sipsystreetirregulars.blogspot.com. Mike, and I mentioned that Mike's name and the other gentleman that works with him, Dave Cadrea at National Gun Rights Examiner, those two guys have done yeoman's work. They were the ones that first broke the gun runner scandal in the late December of 2010. And Mike, his website, Sipsy Street Irregulars, has far more extensive documentation and copies of letters and PDF files and emails. I mean, this guy's got sources inside the highest levels of government from whistleblowers about the true nature of what the Obama administration was trying to do with these gun things than I could ever hope to have. And if people really want to see what is going on and what Mike has uncovered and the depth of this scandal, they need to go to his website and do some reading for a few days, and they ought to come away outraged and demanding their representative to start publicly calling for a special prosecutor to go as far as the evidence takes it.
You know, I forgot totally about that website. I used to look at that website, and people would send me email from different articles from the Sipsey Street Irregulars, but I don't get email from these people anymore. I'm not part of the email list anymore, so I don't get it. So I totally forgot about that Sipsey Street Irregulars, but I'm familiar with that website, Dan, and they do have a lot of good information. Hey, listen, Dan, I want to thank you for coming on with me again today. I appreciate it, and we'll do this again soon because, you know, I always enjoy our conversations. So thanks for coming on with me, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Maggie. I appreciate the opportunity always. I definitely enjoy the conversations. Maybe next time we can take some callers.
Yep, you never know. If they call, we'll take them.
There you go.
ThatEveryManBeArmed.com is the website, everybody. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And go there. There will be a link to Dan Roberts' website, ThatEveryManBeArmed.com. He does have some articles on there, and he's a bright guy, worth reading what it is he has to say. Listen, everybody, I'll be back. I'm actually on RBN Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Republic Broadcasting Network now, besides the show here on Sundays. So you can listen to me tomorrow. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, better days are coming. And Jimmy X is coming up next. You dare to